Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, today, myhome.ie published a property price report which indicates that a strong labour market and looser lending rules are driving house prices upwards. Well, to give us some more detail, we're joined now by author of the report, Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland, Conall McQuilla. And Conall, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. What are the main findings of this report?
I suppose the main thing is really that house price inflation has regained momentum. It's running asking price inflation at 7.3%. So you might remember 12 months ago, house prices in Dublin were falling. People were saying affordability was stretched. Interest rates had gone up. Why are house prices rising again? And I suppose, look, the economy is doing well. Jobs are being created. We're looking at pay growth running around 5%. So people are taking that extra pay and taking out higher levels of mortgage debt. So, at the end of last year, the average mortgage approval kind of pushed through 300,000 euro for the first time. In May, it rose to 316,000 euro, and that was up 6.5% in the year. So, look, it's very natural to kind of ask, are house prices rising or falling? But really, what you should think of, if pay growth is running at 5%, not too surprising seeing house prices rise in line with that. As well as that, this time last year, the Central Bank of Ireland loosened the mortgage lending rules. So if there had been a threshold of 3.5 times loan to income on mortgage lending, that threshold was increased to 4 times. So what we're seeing is more and more first-time buyers take out more leverage on the mortgage lending. Now they have a loan to income ratio, more likely around a third of them, just below 4 times their income. So it's that combination of pay growth and also the loosening of the rules that's kind of driven house prices onwards. And unfortunately, the supply situation is still very difficult.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you about, because I know the report shows housing commencements are up, but there's still obviously a big lack of property supply. So that's driving house prices upwards as well.
It is. So I suppose to start with home building, we saw 50,000 starts in the year just in March, April. But of course, there had been an expectation in the construction industry that some of the waiver on development levies would expire. That's not been the case. It's been extended. But nonetheless, there's clearly a rush to kind of start commencements. So that 50,000 number is probably inflated. We'll have to see how, you know, presumably be a hangover and very few commencements in the second half of the year because there's this rush to get ahead of the expiration. So there is a lot of uncertainty about how many completions we'll see going forward into 2024, 2025. But I think people are certainly surprised by the strength of the numbers. The other thing is in the existing homes market. Rates went up last year. There was a period of falling house prices. I think some would-be sellers were kind of reluctant to put their house on the market when demand conditions were reported to be soft. But I think the other thing that's happening is that just with the market as tight as it is, only 12,500 properties listed for sale, people are very unwilling to sell their property and hope to buy another when the market is as tight as it is. So in a sense, it's kind of becoming self-perpetuating in that people who, you know, would ordinarily move home are just reluctant to do so given how tight the market is, and they don't want to take that risk.
All right, and on we go. Conall McQuilla, thank you very much for joining us.